This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Tonight, more AGT drama.
It's all unfolding.
The new stars sounding off.
They got to get their act together.
Plus, J-Lo's secret weapon to slay SNL tomorrow.
Okay, let's do it.
And death threats against a Jersey Shore star cause a cast member to quit the show.
It's a big deal.
Then,
only E.T. is an Aspen with me.
Carrie Underwood's super cozy Christmas plans and our Smoky Mountain surprise for Dolly Parton.
Oh, my goodness.
And just in time for Mrs. Maisel's return today,
we've got Marvelous star Maren Hinkle here to co-host.
E.T. from New York City starts right now.
Welcome to E.T. from New York City.
And it is a marvelous Friday because we are joined by Maisel's mom turned E.T. co-host, Maren Hinkle. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We are so delighted. And season 3 is streaming right now on Amazon Prime Video. We are going to get to that in just a bit. But help us out on some news here first, Maren.
Here's tonight's top story.
NBC's AGT investigation. Is it a wake-up call for Simon? As Julianne Hough is grilled about her fellow fire judge.
You've been really vocal on this Gabrielle Union thing. Should they offer her her job back?
I'm not going
to go there. You're not going to go there?
No.
Howard Stern and a lot of other people says America's Got Talent, it's become a boys' club.
This is the ultimate example of a boys' club.
AGT is a boys' club.
You're not going to touch that topic?
No, I feel like I've said what I wanted to say. And, there's still lots happening, and so it's all unfolding.
They got to get their act together.
And Jane Lynch, who hosts Hollywood Game Night on NBC, is hoping for a change at the network.
Just kind of feels like someone's asleep at the wheel over there. I just think that there's a blindness.
Gabrielle, who met with NBC for 5 hours on Tuesday, was allegedly fired after complaining of a toxic culture at AGT. As for the investigation, a source tells ET she's looking forward to the outcome. But there may be another factor in all this. Ratings.
You put everybody on notice.
This past summer, America's Got Talent lost a quarter of its target audience, the steepest drop in the show's 13-year history.
There's somebody else waiting for that seat, and somebody else younger, prettier, newer, and that's the industry we're in.
So far, no comment from Simon, but a source tells ET that his close friends hope the scandal will be a, quote, wake-up call to him and NBC that a change needs to happen.
Now to an NBC show that will have a huge female force this weekend.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez, and I'm hosting SNL.
I love you, I love you.
New York City's hometown king and queen left 30 Rock after a day of rehearsals.
Hit the floor. Tonight we won't be
on the floor. Inside, J-Lo made sure everyone knew who was in charge.
Guys, we're going to have to move it this way.
This will be Jennifer's third time hosting the show.
But you can't live in the past.
Yes, we can.
So she's pretty much a pro at this, right? Well, fiancé A-Rod Instagrammed this shot with a caption, quote, "Coaching Jennifer on set. Hope you all like dad jokes." After seeing him all over the set, I'm now doubling down on the prediction I made to Jennifer earlier this week.
Maybe Alex's gonna make a little cameo or something?
Oh, there was no talk of that.
No?
No, not yet.
I think there is a strong chance we are going to see A-Rod make an appearance.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You jump from New York and J-Lo to Jersey.
Yeah, and some sad news for Jersey Shore fans because Snooki, she says she's out.
I am retiring from Jersey Shore.
Six words sending shockwaves today. If there's a season four, it will be without Snooki.
I just can't do it anymore. Like, literally, leaving my kids to film it is really, really hard on me and try and quit every single day. I don't like partying, like, 3 days in a row. It's just not my life anymore.
10 years ago, Jersey Shore made Snooki a household name with her drunken antics, arrest, and as the victim of an assault. But there's another big reason behind the mom to three's retirement at 32.
He almost left me because of this.
After this fight with Angelina, fans took sides, and on her podcast, It's Happening with Snooki and Joey, she says she fears for her life.
Getting death threats and then getting death threats to my children over, you know, this freaking reality show that's, like, not even that serious. Just the cattiness. I just can't do it.
2 weeks ago, another major incident.
Your Jersey Shore co-star Angelina got married.
Yes, yes.
And the ladies roasted her a little bit.
Yes.
Angelina just posted about wanting a total redo of that day. We're told Snooki and her fellow bridesmaid's speech sent Angelina storming off, screaming, and she wouldn't talk to the girls.
You're going to see how it unfolds on the show.
MTV had no comment on Snooki's future. She says they're all good, and she's not saying goodbye to reality TV, just the show.
I need to be with my kids, especially my newborn.
Marn, is there even a Jersey Shore without Snooki?
One can only wonder.
Yes, I know. These important questions. At least we still have the situation.
Thank God.
It's going to be okay. Thank God for that. Well, it's not all bad news today because Taylor Swift just dropped a new holiday song, and it's a first in tonight's No One Tell. Under the
mistletoe. Taylor's in the Christmas spirit. She just dropped her new single, Christmas Tree Farm, and it features home video from her childhood winter wonderland in Pennsylvania. Just being in your arms. Yeah, that's gonna be a hit. And it's Bops Like This that has Taylor at number one on Forbes' highest earning musicians list. She reportedly earned a staggering $185 million last year. I'm the only one of me. Kanye is number two on the list with $150 million earned, followed by T-Swift's bestie Ed Sheeran at $110 million. I don't care when I'm with my baby. And if it was 1995, Alanis Morissette might be on the list, but for now, she'll settle for Broadway. Her breakout album, Jagged Little Pill, is the basis for New York's newest show, and E.T. was at opening night.
It's real cohesive melding of the music and the story in a way that I could never have imagined. Don't be surprised if I
love you. What would Alanis now tell Alanis back then?
I would just say that I love her. Let her fall asleep drooling on my chest.
And how is little Winter? Is he doing well?
He's great. I just pumped for him.
Did you?
I did.
That a girl.
And Alanis isn't the only one having a renaissance. Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Poison just announced they'll be touring together. The 22-stop stadium tour will take place next summer.
Massive. It's going to be massive.
Okay. For us, it's always been about how far we can take it, technology. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that wasn't there before.
Every time we do a show, we leave 1,000% on that stage, and the fans go crazy.
Marin, that tour is going to be crazy.
Another must-see show, Shania Twain's return to Las Vegas. Her new residency, Let's Go, kicks off tonight at Planet Hollywood.
Yes, and E.T. is exclusively backstage. We'll have that one for you on Monday. But meanwhile, we were just with another country queen who is so excited for Shania's comeback, Miss Carrie Underwood.
Everybody loves Shania, and I'm excited for her Las Vegas residency. I mean, she's been such a staple, a pillar, an incredible woman in music, especially in country music.
Perry is a country legend in her own right, and only E.T. was with her in beautiful Aspen, Colorado, to celebrate her athletic brand, Kalia's Winter Collection, and the upcoming holidays.
My plans for the holidays are much like everybody's. Family, food, travel. It is all about family, and often families gather around a table. So I love to indulge in all my favorite, you know, holiday foods and drinks, but I do make it a priority to, whenever I can, sneak that workout in before the family all comes over.
She's not kidding. Carrie loves to work out. But what does she have on her holiday gift-giving list?
There's something for everybody, and that's what I love about Kalia, is if you have your hardcore fitness fanatic, we've got her covered. If you have your traveler, we've got her covered. The things I love to gift to my friends and family are things like our fuzzy hats and scarves and gloves that make you feel warm and cozy.
We just love Carrie. And by the way, we're going to see her back on stage in the new year.
She is headlining the Stagecoach Music Festival in Indio, California on April 25th.
Yeah, very cool. But meanwhile, Pink is getting the party started with a bold new look.
Why she shaved her head. Then only E.T.'s on set with LL Cool J and the cast of NCIS LA, granting holiday wishes.
That's the number one question I get.
Plus,
you've been sexy longer than I've been alive.
Dolly Parton's brutally honest beauty tips as she turns 74.
What is the secret?
I got some information.
But first,
I have to get to the truth of what happened that night.
Aaron Paul and Octavia Spencer go head-to-head in the suspenseful crime drama Truth Be Told on Apple TV+.
So because the series is also a lot about lies, I want to play a little game with both of you. Okay, Octavia. Aaron was born in Iowa. Aaron was once a contestant on The Price is Right. And Aaron met his wife at Coachella.
The Price is Right?
No, he was on The Price
is
Right.
I'm so jealous! How did you get on The Price is Right?
I will tell you. I will tell you all. Yeah, I was on The Price is Right when I was 18.
Okay, I gotta tell you, we went multiple times to try to be contestants.
Did you?
Me, Melissa McCarthy. We were just like,
oh.
Had t-shirts made one time.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
All right, that is Pink rocking a new look for the holidays.
She posted this shaved head shot on her Instagram with the caption, "Letting go." And I know that because I just joined Instagram.
Yes, girl! Well, Armat Cohen, he brought the same style as Pink when he guest starred on NCIS LA back in the day, and he clearly enjoyed reuniting with LL Cool J and Chris O'Donnell on set.
I, myself, am a veteran of this show. Mm-hmm. Season 2, there was an episode called Special
right?
Delivery.
Where were you the day he was killed?
My barracks room.
You still remember your lines?
No, I didn't remember them that day.
Over here and we could kind of run the scene again.
And did you miss on purpose or was it an accident?
No, I probably missed because I missed. You know what I'm saying? when you operating in this environment, you know, just, you know, check your ego at the door, because if not, you're going to be here for a long season.
The cast was shooting their Christmas episode the day I dropped by, and their special guest star, Love Island host Ariel Vandenberg.
TJ? What the hell is going on?
Are you a big fan of NCIS coming into this? Is this a
crap? I'm a biggest fan. Basically, Chris O'Donnell.
There you
probably
go.
Probably her favorite actor of all time.
They actually did walk into the table read, and I was like, oh, that's dope.
This episode is called Answers, and it delves into the most burning questions the audience has, such as...
Apparently, the fans want to know what it would be like if Callan were to take over Hetty's job.
Now the discussion becomes, you know, are they going to have kids?
Should we reproduce or breed, right, as Deeks uses in another episode?
Well, I think the number one question is, how tall is Hetty? You know what I'm saying? How tall is that little lady you work with? How tall is that lady?
Yeah.
She's not tall.
Well, good things come in small packages.
Case in point, our marvelous country icon, Dolly Parton.
Behind the scenes of her new holiday musical and the surprise. We've waited 37 years to show her.
And I'm used to going full force.
Then we're at home with a daytime couple and their miracle baby.
It's incredible what you went through to bring her into the world.
Plus, the fantastic fashions from the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
There's a lot of gear underneath these outfits.
Before you binge, what to look for in their record-breaking third season.
The most that has been on any New York show ever.
Welcome back to E.T. in New York City. I'm joined by the marvelous Mrs. Maisel star, Maren Hinkle. All right, tell me you love Dolly as much as I love Dolly.
From 9 to 5, I love that woman so much.
And I was exclusively with Dolly in Boston talking all things Christmas, but I also came bearing a little gift of my own, a very special E.T. Friday flashback.
Listen to what I found from your first ever E.T. interview.
Oh!
1982.
I do work hard, but I like to work, and I will never retire.
That's true. I'll never retire. I feel the same exact way. I love to work.
The other thing that I noticed in getting this video was that Dolly Parton, you've been sexy longer than I've been alive.
Well, thank you.
You're so gorgeous. Oh, my God. What is the secret?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. Just like I say, I don't know if I look that good. I always say it's good lighting, good makeup, and good doctors.
Hard to imagine, but this gorgeous woman turns 74 next month. But she's working nonstop. She appeared at opening night of Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol.
And I hope that you'll enjoy.
She's not in the show, but wrote the music for this retelling of the Scrooge story, inspired by her childhood.
Christmas. What do you think makes this story in particular really special?
Because we grew up poor, knowing how it was to have Christmas without money, and how you kind of just live on love and all the excitement. So it was just really... was actually like a natural for me. Dreaming of a Smoky
Mountain Christmas. Dolly is headed back to Tennessee for Christmas, and I just had to know what's gonna be on the dinner table.
We all have to have that cornbread dressing and all the ham and chicken or turkey, whatever, but I usually make a big pot of chicken and dumplings because all my family loves that.
I just love her so much. And if you're in the Boston area for the holidays, you can catch Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol until December 29th.
I'm so lucky I'm going to be there. I'm going to see it.
You better go!
Should. Oh, lucky. That would be great. But you guys can watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel wherever you are because season 3 is out now. Will fans be ready, Maren?
I think they've been waiting so long.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
It's going to be there. You're going to love it.
So good. And one thing we all love on the show is the style, and y'all definitely brought your fashion A-game to this week's premiere.
For the Emmys, I wore J. Mandel, so hence I'm in J. Mandel again. This is Christian Siriano, whom I adore. He had the perfect Maisel pink suit.
I mean, y'all have dressed the part tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, a little something-something.
You guys never disappoint when it comes to fashion.
Well, I play Susie Meyerson, so it doesn't matter. I can do whatever I want.
Is this a girl? This doesn't look like a girl.
People aren't aware that I'm female, so it's kind of nice. It's a nice surprise.
I got nothing.
This season, we see a lot more new patterns, new hat shapes. We go to Miami. We take the show on the road. Some good bathing suits. It's been really fun.
The first episode alone, I think there were 850 extras, the most that has been on any New York show ever.
Something else we can't wait to see, guest star Sterling K. Brown's Maisel debut.
Who are you?
I'm Reggie, Shy's manager.
I just adore him.
We all were so mesmerized. We all left our like trailers to come out and watch him, whatever scene he was in.
You gonna keep talking back?
I'm not talking back, I'm just talking.
He fit right in. He got that rapid-fire dialogue, no problem.
I want everyone to know, we would have had him in a lot more, but he's very busy apparently, so like any moment we had, we grabbed him.
You guys are a blast to be around. Not only are you talented, but you're kind people, too.
Well, thanks. We loved talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
Enough with the compliments. I need to get home.
I know. Sorry. Sorry.
I need to get going so I can binge. All right. Well, it's going to be a very special Christmas for the bold and the beautiful star Darren Brooks and his actress wife, Kelly Kruger. They welcomed their miracle baby, Everly, last September. But what started out as a relatively easy pregnancy suddenly turned into something more terrifying.
At about 14 weeks, I started to have pain that was the most unbearable thing. Like, I didn't throw up my whole pregnancy. I threw up from the pain.
And so what did you think was happening? Did you think you were losing the baby?
I had no idea. I was terrified.
What it was a tumor, a fibroid the size of a tennis ball. Kelly and Darren's path to parenthood had already been difficult. The soap star couple had been trying to conceive for over a year, so when Kelly began experiencing excruciating pain, they feared the worst.
They determined that the fibroid was degenerating.
It was 2 weeks of just doubled over in pain. She was in bed and she couldn't move.
When you have a fibroid, they talk about the danger of it pushing the baby out early. I ended up gaining 60 pounds in the pregnancy, which on my little frame was a lot. Walking was painful, and my back, and sleeping.
After 4 days of labor, little Everly Zolie arrived into the world. She's 2.5 months old now and already co-starring in Mom's new Amazon Prime movie, A Very Corgi Christmas. Kind of.
I am literally drowning in Christmas cheer.
She was in your stomach the whole time, so every year at Christmas we'll watch that movie.
You finally got the goods. Now are you like, okay, I want 7? Or are you like, we're good, we can't have this?
No, we definitely want more.
You're gonna go back?
Yeah, I know initially Darren wanted like 5 kids.
Okay, it's 49% my decision, 51% hers, because of obviously the process. But I don't care, I mean, you know, whatever you want to do. We got one beautiful kid, we could have 2, we could have 9, whatever you want.
I feel like they should definitely have more. Maybe 9 is a good idea.
I'd love that.
A face like that. Well, it's time for some E.T. birthdays.
Which director shared an apartment with Adam Sandler when they were starting out? Was it Judd Apatow, Jon Favreau, or J.J. Abrams? The answer when we come back.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our E.T. podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Monday on E.T., Tom, Charlize, J-Lo, we've got the movie and TV stars getting Hollywood's golden wake-up call, plus...
Hey, E.T., I'm Scott Wolf. I am taking over.
It's a party with our special guest co-host, Monday on E.T.
In tonight's E.T. birthdays, which director shared an apartment with Adam Sandler when they started out?
That is Judd Apatow, who turns 52.
Happy birthday. Great job, by the way, E.T. birthdays. But before we go, we wanted to say a huge congratulations to our friend Nora O'Donnell, who just wrapped up week one of anchoring the CBS Evening News in its new home of Washington, D.C. And we also want to say a big thank you to Marvelous Maren for co-hosting with us. You did such a good job.
Thank you, guys. And I have a little gift, carry-on cocktail kit from Amazon.
That's
marvelous cocktails.
Oh, and you know what we love.
I do.
Fashion.
I heard the rumor.
Yes. And The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Season 3, is streaming right now on Amazon Prime Video. Check it out, guys.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.